This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
Hey, Aaron, JPC, can you see me? Hello, I'm on Zoom here. Hello?
Oh, do we have to? Aaron, what's the protocol here? Do we acknowledge?
Do you have, I can hear you. Do you have to?
You can hear us.
I'm going to touch on it like it's a fish tank.
Aaron, it's not a... Okay, stop. Please stop.
Famously like what Aaron's doing.
Yeah.
That can't be right.
Hello?
That cannot be right. I've seen her kicked out of so many aquariums. Listen, guys, I'm back in Chicago on Zoom. You know how we're recording in LA today with some special guest?
Yep.
With some special guest.
I guess, I don't want to say his name because here's what happened.
No, because Christopher Guest.
Yeah, because I was there in the studio with you guys. I tested for COVID, tested positive, immediately left and flew home to Chicago. But it was what Michael Hitchcock said to me. He said, "You have COVID?" And I was so, it felt so unprofessional that he said that to me. It felt so rude. And I didn't want to let, I just kind of smiled and went, and walked away because I had to.
He was speaking truth to power, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I was just a little upset. Because what you had said to him was, "I have COVID."
Well, yeah, but it's the way he said it back.
It's the way he said it back.
Like he was trying to understand or be empathetic. And I said, no.
Isn't that funny how sometimes it's the way that it's said back to us?
I guess so. So,
I go to a restaurant and say, "Hey, I need need a table for four." I get that I'm being an asshole, and then they say, "You're being an asshole." I go, "I'm being what?"
Yeah, exactly.
I hear it back, and I say, "Huh?
Huh? Yeah, we've all been there."
Yeah,
that's like the end of flights when Gemma's working on her airplane. She has an airplane. And she's walking down the aisle at the end of a flight, and she goes, "Trash, trash." And then they say back to her, "Trash." She takes it personal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're calling her trash.
Yeah, they're calling her trash.
And she's not.
Adel, so what I'm hearing from you is that this is our first episode ever that we are having to record without the creator, the glue, the god of Hey Riddle Riddle, that is Adel Rifai. This whole episode's going to be no Adel.
Unless there's some way to put this audio in front of the episode.
We could try. We could try, Adel, but we don't know if it could be done. I'm freaking out. I don't even know how time works anymore. Are you serious? Oh, my God.
Casey's saying that we can't do that because we would have had to record this before we recorded the episode, but we wouldn't have known about this at that time. And I guess what Casey says in an editing term, there's no gozies backsies, so I guess we can't.
Yeah. Okay, so, does Adel do on the podcast? He does puns.
My COVID's getting really loud over... My COVID... I can't, although...
Oh, his COVID's going through a tunnel.
Oh, no,
he's going
don't.
Through a tunnel with his COVID.
Well, JPC?
Mask on in the tunnel. Mask on in the tunnel. That's indoors, technically.
Hey, JPC, I don't think we've ever talked just us before.
Yeah, I hate it. I actually don't really want to talk just us.
Let's just cut to the guest. Guest, we need a third.
Should I co-host?
No, we don't need you, Gloof.
Come on, give me a chance.
Gloof, get out of here.
You can't just introduce Gloof in an episode where we have to say bye to him right away. Come on.
Hey, everybody, it's Gloof in the house. Hey, everybody, everybody's favorite mouse. It's Gloof the mouse. Honk and honk.
I have to make Gloof the mouse
and
merch.
Tonky tonk.
Michael, I'm so sorry about Gloof. I'm so sorry. Gloof is leaving, Michael. So you're staying. Gloof is leaving.
Goodbye.
Was it something I said?
Honestly, it could have been.
Oh. Yeah.
Geez.
I'm a little nervous because Adil is the glue, but we'll see how this goes.
Well, you can be the nails and the scotch tape.
That's a very good point.
That's how you build a podcast. Yeah. Nails and scotch tape.
Okay, so we'll sorry about whatever that blow up with Adil was. And we'll record it later, so we'll figure it out. But our guest today, coming back, our second time guest.
This is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
When was I here the last time? It was 2002.
It was 2002. Michael Hitchcock. Michael, welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you for having me back. And the reason I'm back is because I begged to come back.
That's true. It is true. And let that be a lesson to any guests of the show.
If you ask
us on Instagram if you can come back, and you can come back.
Ask Adil if you can come back, and then Adil leaves.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
I think since we're recording in studio at the lovely, on location at the lovely HeadGum Studios in sunny Los Angeles, California. Well,
the first great day we've had in about 7 months.
Is this a great day?
This is a typical LA day except for this year.
Yeah.
Where it's done nothing but rain and be awful.
And I'm a weather witch and I love the rain. So I'm a little bit sad today.
But I think,
I'm on the reverse schedule.
I think, Michael, you are probably the guest that we've had in the studio the most.
Yeah.
Because the last time we were in LA, we were in the studio with you. So now it's your...
Was it pre-COVID? I don't remember.
No.
I think it was last year, right?
Last spring, I think.
Was it? Seems longer than that, but...
You were a very popular guest. People freaked out.
Well, I'm sure I was.
All right, dear listeners. What do we call our listeners? Future lizards? We call them future lizards at one point. You let us know. Tag us with when the last
Kevin's and Susie's riddleheads.
Well, I mean, I could have looked it up before I came here, but I forgot.
We could have, but we have a no cell phones policy in the studio, except me.
Except JPC.
Yeah, because I'm going to be texting people.
he's playing Candy Crush. I can see it very clearly on his phone.
Oh, no.
I'm getting really good at it.
That's not right. I'm on Tinder. Swipe right, swipe right, swipe right, swipe right.
Wow.
I would love nothing more than to invite you to the studio and you're just on Tinder the entire time.
Somebody please love me. Just one. I have very low standards these days. It doesn't even matter if they drive anymore. I'll pick you up.
I love that you were also just swiping right so much you didn't even look at the pictures. You were just like, yep.
Oh, yeah. If they're alive and within 75 miles, sold.
I'm happily married now, so my Tinder days are over. But there was a time when, in between when I met my wife and when I was like still like on the apps, that I was already dating a person. I just took my Tinder profile and I switched it to just be plugs for my comedy shows. I built a profile that was like, hey, I do improv comedy in Chicago.
And there's nothing sexier than that.
I'm in a relationship. I don't want to date you. I'm not even looking for a third. What I am here to tell you is I can get you comps to a really great first date spot.
That's a great idea.
It's low pressure for a first date. You don't have to talk because you're like watching a show. There's a cool bar that you can hang out later.
And if you hate your date and you like me, you know,
do not come and talk to me. I don't ever want to meet you, but message me if you want comps.
That's a great idea.
And then I would just swipe right on everyone.
Did anyone ever take you up on
it? I did. I gave away to two different people. I gave away two comps to them. And they were like, I'll take some comps. And I think what it was they were not people who didn't know what improv was. I think that they were like people who were familiar with improv anyway.
Right.
They were like, that actually is a pretty good first date spot.
I don't know. I don't know if I would ever get a date after doing improv or sketch because you're either dressed like Colonel Sanders or, you know.
And that's for improv.
That's for improv because I have all my wigs and things. Yeah, no. And then, or you're like a talking frog or something. Like, you're like, oh, no thanks.
Yeah, that's too vulnerable. You have to be dating me 8 months before you even know I've ever done improv.
That's so interesting too, because like, I don't know. I guess I just have no shame about it shame in general. Yeah.
I seldom invite my friends to improv because I just think if I blow it, I don't want all my friends seeing that.
I told my current therapist, I was like, if you ever want to get it, you know, want to come to a show, you know, just let me know. It's like, you could have.
And she was like, please stop calling me this late at night.
I have a friend who was.
That's our time?
I have a friend who did therapy and he really liked the therapist. And then he went somewhere in Orange County, which isn't that far if you don't live in LA. It's, you know, I don't know, 45 minutes away.
Sure.
To a little community theater. and there his therapist was in a Chorus line.
No,
I would have died.
He said he went back and like, oh, I saw you this weekend in a Chorus line.
Wow.
Like, uh-huh. Yes. Well, I didn't know you were pursuing acting. Yes, I am. Okay.
And then he all
had,
the shows.
Had to get rid of them.
You couldn't have written a funnier show
to
crazy?
See
your
There's a thing with, I think, with most therapists that are like, if they see you in public, they won't come up to you. They will pretend like they don't know you. But if you come up to them, then they'll like say hello. Right. But they won't necessarily say that, you, like, this is, but if I ever saw my therapist in public, I'd be like, guys, this is my therapist.
Yeah.
You got to meet my therapist. She's so good.
Oh, that's so good. Good. You're the only one I know who would do that. But that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also do think that people would be like, look at me and then look at my therapist and be like, how good could she be? Like, she's probably not that great.
I'd be like, well, the proof is in the pudding.
If he's introducing me to the therapist, she's not very good. She's obviously got a lot of work to do.
Well, in LA, too, which is weird. And Aaron, I don't know if you know, if you've noticed this, and I don't know if you're in therapy or not, but I am. And if you could try to find a therapist, a lot of them, I would say 50% of them at least, used to be actors.
Oh,
so this is their second or third career.
That makes sense, yes.
Which could be good because they understand the business, or it could be bad because they're jealous and seething that they're still not in the business. So it's weird.
That's
it's just,
so funny.
But it's not nothing bad about it. It's just a fact of life. So if you're an actor, you can always be a therapist. Yeah.
I think, too, I have a new standard for a therapist is I'm going to go like, were you ever in a Chorus line?
Yeah.
Can I go see you in a Chorus line? Then I don't want to.
I don't want this. If you're not in a Chorus line, no
trust you.
Thanks.
Yeah, so this is the part of the show where we just recommend get to know your therapist. You probably go in there and you talk all about yourself. That's actually
some
bullshit.
Do you two want to do a little improv scene for me about a patient and a therapist for
I would
the first
love
time?
To.
Yes.
A client?
I would
not
love
a patient.
To. Do you want to be the therapist or the patient?
You pick.
Wow. Of course, I want to be the patient.
Oh, great. Okay. All right. Come on in. Sorry for the delay.
Worries. You have a beautiful waiting room.
Yeah, no worries. Come on in.
This is my first time doing in-person therapy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you start during the pandemic?
I started during the pandemic and I was all on Zoom. So don't worry. I'll keep my pants on for the whole session. I don't know why I said that.
Yeah.
But I will, but I'm
write
so
that
sorry.
Down.
No, 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 no.
Your
it's
pants
a,
the, on
oh, we started.
The
we started.
Whole session. Yes, of
we
course.
Started. So we have started. Okay, cool.
So tell me just a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, number one with a bullet, I do not want to like fuck my mom or my dad or any of that stuff.
Huh.
So that's not why I'm here. I know a lot of people come to therapy because of that, but it's not.
I would say not a lot of people.
Got a good looking mom and dad.
Okay. They, you don't have to defend the.
Because they had me
level.
Young, so sure. they're still. Looking
great.
Nice.
So you want to fuck your mom?
No, dad. Neither one of them. Neither one of them.
Yep. Sorry, Dr. Spivey, I just wanted to drop off your Rum Tum Tigger outfit.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay. Sorry to interrupt. Yeah. I've got to get back to fucking my mom. Bye.
Okay.
Oh my God, that's from Cats, right?
Sorry, I can't really talk about my stuff. I mean, I'm here to talk about you. I'm
just
in your.
You're wearing full Cats makeup.
Yes, I just. So my call time is at 7.
Okay, that's like 12 hours from now.
Yeah, but it takes me like 7 hours to get into character.
Sure.
Rum Tum Tugger is a very sexual cat, and so I just sort of...
Oh, yeah,
like
my mom and dad did a production of Cats where they switched off every night Rum Tum Tugger. So
let's talk about your parents.
Did you bring them up or whatever? Or?
You
maybe throw the cat costume on and we really start the therapy session. No, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
You're right. Yeah, you're right.
Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to take my pants off.
No.
You're right.
And scene. Good for you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling a scene.
For
a dream.
Well,
I've been in therapy
before.
For like 8 years, so I was using everything I knew from all those therapy sessions.
Just mom and dad.
I had a game night recently with friend of the show, Anthony Birch.
Okay.
And we...
Guess my invite got lost in the fucking mail.
You don't live in the same city as me.
That makes sense.
And for a big chunk of the game night, I insisted we listen to the soundtrack for Cats. Because I thought it would make our...
Which one? The movie version or the... Broadway?
I think the Broadway version.
Oh. I haven't seen the movie version yet, and I have it ready to go. It's all queued up.
it's like paused at the beginning.
But it's sort of, I know that it's going to be a thing, and I have to, it's on pause, just ready, ding.
I cannot recommend it enough.
Everyone says that.
I would love to just go over to someone's house and just be like casually talking and then look at their TV and Cats, the beginning of Cats is just paused.
But the play itself is so weird and I just did not care for it at all.
Yeah.
So thinking of having to watch it again, even knowing that it's supposed to be so deliciously terrible.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It makes no sense.
It
that
is
show.
Really haunting. It is haunting.
The movie.
I had a cousin growing up who was really into Cats, and my grandpa took her to see Cats when they came to town. I'm from Indiana, and so there was like, you know, the touring whatever came to town, and she dressed up in full cat makeup.
Ooh,
and costume.
Fun.
But also they had aisle seats. And she said that the other actors, they were like coming down the aisles doing dances, would like do like double takes to be like, is one of us hurt? Like, why is one of us sitting down? And my grandpa said he was like very embarrassed, but my cousin had a fantastic time.
I bet. It's like audience participation. They didn't know it.
They're
like,
just dancing,
if
panicking.
There's any cats in the audience, come on up.
My favorite thing ever is watching someone having to try to describe the plot of Cats to someone who has no interest in musical theater.
Mm.
Like, so there's a bunch of cats, they're getting ready for the Jellicle Ball.
Yeah, and then you have to go, what's that? And you go like, we don't know what that is. Then there's the old one that no one likes, and she was like an old hooker.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And crazy.
And then she sings Memory. And then there's an old actor cat.
Yeah. And then doesn't the old cooker go up in the – doesn't – that's the one that gets to go up in the spaceship at the end?
No, that's the prostitute cat.
That's what I'm talking about, the old hooker cat.
Oh, yeah, the hooker cat.
Yeah, and then Memories, but that's a good song, but you have to wait a long time for them to sing that.
You have to sift through a lot of stuff.
No. It really is something else.
Or you could just go to a Trump rally and you're guaranteed to hear it, because apparently that's one of his favorite songs.
Oh, really? Memories?
Yeah,
well, he's ruined every other song. He ruined Gloria, which I love that song, and he kind of ruined it.
Okay, well, you know what? Legally, we have to do riddles. I just remember that I'm holding my phone and looking at riddles.
I'd rather this be riddles. A cat's podcast.
This is the best part.
This is a cat's rewatch podcast that Michael
every
has
week
not
we rewatch cats. I actually would do that for a year.
I got so excited. Okay, well, we've been doing the show for 5 years. Maybe year six, we just do a cat's rewatch podcast instead.
There probably is one somewhere. I mean, come on.
Of course.
I've told this story on the show before, but when I saw it in theaters, we went with our friend Becca Barish, and she went around to every single person who was already in the theater and was like, you're here as a joke, right? We're all here as a joke. And there was one guy who was there alone, and we watched him go, yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
And I was like, that man was not here.
Yeah, and here's a big joke.
I went alone to a production of something, but I'll tell you after the riddle.
Okay.
Oh, great.
Great. Because it might fit into the riddle. We don't know.
Yeah.
Here's your riddle. And this one is coming from, let's see, I don't have permission. I'm going to say Matt. This one's coming from Matt. Matt says, love the show. Here's a riddle I like.
Oh, okay. Not love.
Not love. Maybe. So that's very low stakes for Matt. We're a rock group with 4 members. We're all dead now. 3 of us died of old age, and the other one was shot and died from that. Who are we?
Ooh.
Rock group, 4 members.
A rock group.
3 died of old age, 1 was shot.
Hmm.
It's not the Beatles, because 2 of them are still alive.
Aaron, can you name the 2 remaining Beatles?
Oh, was it Abe Lincoln and the Top Hats?
For $1 million. Yeah,
Abe Lincoln and the Top Hats.
Honestly, that is very close to the answer.
Really?
Oh.
You're totally on the right track.
Oh, it's you got us the answer. It's Mount Rushmore.
It is.
We're a rock.
Oh, a rock group.
It is Mount Rushmore.
Oh.
It is Mount Rushmore. That's so
funny. That's why we like riddles.
To say Abe Lincoln and the Top Hats, because that was legit.
You got it.
The answer.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, that's exciting.
You're way smarter than Adel. We don't need him anymore.
We don't need him anymore. Now, Michael, I have to ask.
Yeah.
Does that tie into the story you were going to tell about the production of something that you saw alone?
Could it? Yes, it could. It's slightly.
Okay, great.
Because obviously Mount Rushmore is very patriotic.
Right.
And there was a patriotic part in this show.
What show is this?
No one would go with me when I was in Vegas. I went and saw Donny Marie Osmond.
Oh my God.
And no one would
go
with me, but I wanted to go so bad, so I did. And, you know, you pay for the tickets and they're not cheap because it's Vegas.
Right.
And I didn't get in, I didn't get comped or anything. You know, I'm not a high roller.
Come on, what the fuck? You're not going to comp Michael Hitchcock? What's going on?
No. It's
you got a bunch of normies going to see this show.
That's like the best game of Mad Libs ever. Michael Hitchcock goes to see.
So Donny Marie, first of all, they sat me at a table with a family celebrating their grandfather's 90th birthday.
Hell yeah.
So Heaven. It was me and a family that I didn't know, and they didn't know me, and they're like, why are you with us? And I'm like, I don't know why I'm with you. I just
am.
That's where they sat me.
The fucking guy from Best in Show? What is
this? Oh, it was so crazy. And then Donnie Marie, they put on a good show, but it's sort of like their old variety show from the 70s, right. But it's updated. So it's like, hey, Marie, one of us won Dancing with the Stars. The other came in second. Oh, Donnie. So they've updated it a bit. And then at one point they go, oh, Marie, did you know we won the best show in Vegas? Did we? We sure did. And I was just thinking, I mean, you put on a fine show, yeah. But who voted you the best show in Vegas? There's like Cirque du Soleil and all these crazy big shows and, you know.
And who's voting?
Like, it's all tourists. I don't know
who voted.
It's
all out-of-town people. How are they collecting?
But they put on a good show.
I actually would spend $700
on that.
It was fun. That sounds like heaven to me.
And then the patriotic part is at some point they make everyone who's ever served our country stand up and then we applaud them. I don't think they sang them a song. But anyway.
This is your applause. Birthday song. But it isn't very long.
But if they kind of do all of that. It's to make the show as long as they need to make it. Oh, they do birthdays. They did who served in the, you know.
Okay, I'm writing this down. Birthdays.
It's great.
Who served. And we're going to try to stretch out this show.
And then they sing every other, you know, all their hits.
I'm so jealous. Did he sing anything from Joseph and the Amazing
Technique? He did.
I would have died.
He did sing something from Joseph.
I loved the movie version of that. I mean, it's one of my favorite shows.
It sounds like Aaron would have loved this show.
I would have loved this
show. You didn't need to go alone.
Oh, believe me, I got my money's worth.
I loved it.
I enjoyed every bit of it.
My boyfriend's mom is obsessed with that show, too. And when he was touring it, his dad bought his mom tickets. And then they showed up and he was sick. And she was like inconsolable and devastated. And so they went back.
Yeah.
Did a whole to-do, showed up again, and he was sick again.
Oh, no.
And she's so sensitive about it, we can't even, like, bring it up. It's so sweet. She doesn't even want to talk about it. Oh, it's so
Well,
sweet.
He had to get, I read his biography, believe it
Naturally.
Or not. And because I read every celebrity biography.
Yeah, that's why.
I get my hands on. But he said during
Joseph.
This
is a pile of my other biographies. I'm just going to read it anyway.
I've got to put down those for Donnie. But he got... Where he would get the weird thing where he thought he was just going to lose, like he's what do you call it when you not stage fright but when you just go blank, like he was so worried of that happening that he had to have intense therapy
because
he was so afraid that he was just going to blank out on stage.
Donnie,
and that happens apparently a lot with people that are in long running shows.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Because the muscle memory just takes over. Has anyone ever experienced the thing where like someone asks you your phone number or your address and you're like,
I don't know.
I couldn't possibly tell you what it was.
Well, way back in the day, I was a Universal Studios tour guide and I did it so much that you'd say something like, we're coming into Six Points, Texas or whatever. And we were nowhere near it because I wasn't comprehending where we really were. You just do it so much by rote.
Yeah.
Right. And then you'd have to. We're not there yet.
The other week, I was like printing something off, but my wife was in a meeting and the printer's in her office. And I went off to do something else. And then she was like, hey, I'm done with my meeting. What did you need? And I go, oh, can you just print something off on my computer? She walked over to my computer and she goes, what's your passcode? And I go,
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I have to come to my computer to know my passcode.
Yeah,
and I came back to my computer and I couldn't get it. And I said, uh-oh.
Oh, no.
I go, this isn't something I have written down somewhere. So because it was like digits, like just multiple digits, muscle memory. And so I had to like go through the process of resetting it to my email, resetting the password. And I was like, here's a question you can never ask me again. What's your passcode to your computer? Because not only will I not be able to answer you, it will be deleted from my brain. It's like a security measure. Like, what's your bank passcode? It's like, it's gone now, buddy.
Sorry.
It changes every 45 seconds.
No, we all need to write it down and put it somewhere, but I don't do that either.
I wouldn't.
I would like to see a scene before we move on.
Oh, yeah.
You two are in Vegas.
Forgot we could do that.
Yeah.
Oh, we're in Vegas?
A Vegas-style show. Okay. And I just want to see your banter, the two performers.
Oh, we're in the show.
You're in the
show.
We're
part of the show.
You're doing, this is like your opening banter in your Vegas show.
Welcome, high rollers, and those of you who just walked in.
You, sir, you're definitely a walk-in. I'm just kidding. Enjoy the crab.
We're Pepper and Spice. We do a little bit of magic, and we also have monkeys.
Mm-hmm. And the monkeys do not do magic, and do not touch the monkeys. You, sir, I know I'm going to the same guy a lot. I apologize.
There's only a few people here.
You, sir, don't touch the monkeys. And this guy looks like he already did. Again, same guy. Sorry, sir.
Sorry, sir. We enjoy our crowds. We're so glad you're with us. You could be doing so many things in Vegas, but you're spending time with us.
Mm-hmm. And there are slot machines at the table, so the noise does not bother us. Mm-hmm. Pepper and I are accomplished magicians and accomplished crowdsmen, mm-hmm. and so all the jingling and jangling. Sir, you're playing a lot of slots, huh?
A lot of slots. Are they loose tonight?
Sir?
We have loose slots.
Sir, the slot's loose.
What?
Okay, now I'm looking deeper into the crowd. It looks like you have a broom, and you do work here, so you're here to sweep.
Yeah.
Anybody come from far away?
Okay.
No.
Guy in the back, you might be misunderstanding the question.
We just want to know, how about birthdays? Anyone celebrating a birthday? Someone must. Anyone from the month of January to June?
First 6 months of the year. No birthdays in the first 6 months of
anybody
the year.
Anybody serve in our military?
Is this the Celine Dion show?
It will be. We're the opening act. Did anyone serve in any military? Oh, any ISIS fighters in the crowd?
Oh, there's
any,
one.
There's one.
Oh,
okay. Well,
my birthday's in July.
Okay, the ISIS fighter.
Oh, let's talk to the July. Birthday person.
No, yeah. Let's. Why don't we skip you?
Ooh,
yeah,
that's scary.
That's a rough crowd tonight.
Well, now we're at the part of the show which we enjoy the most, where we talk about parts of the play Cats.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So if you're not familiar with Pepper and Spice's Cats Recap podcast, it's because we haven't recorded it yet, but we're so close.
No,
we're going
so
to.
So close.
Where are the monkeys?
Well, the monkeys are they're still backstage. They've been bad.
Yeah, they are right back. You know what? I'm looking back behind the curtain. They are not there. Oh, so everybody go ahead and tuck your pants into your socks.
See?
Because the...
Hey, I have a riddle. I brought one in.
Yes.
No!
Would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
For us?
This is a riddle for you.
Oh, mm-hmm. My God.
Because we're on Hey Riddle.
Wow. You did bring it.
I
this
did.
Is crazy.
Okay, here we go. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, yes.
I'm scared.
It's a poem.
Oh, my God.
When we're here, the people rise. We've been gaslit and sold pies. We've never been to Mars, but we've sung in castles and bars. And this isn't much. It's not a lot. But we've shucked the husks and gone to pot. We've been in endless clips and seen people killed. We've seen our daughters strip, and we've also been thrilled. Who are we?
People?
I wanted to say Humans? Olive Garden because Olive I stopped Garden. Listening after the very first
one.
Wow.
No, well, I hope the audience didn't stop listening.
No.
Oh, wait. My gut first response legitimately is like movie theater popcorn.
Ooh.
Ooh, I love that.
You're on the right track.
Okay, okay.
Kind of.
A camera?
Well, let's say that we is not an inanimate object.
Okay, okay.
Okay, so it's a group of people. Is this like
perverts?
Well, you know what? As everyone is probably in their own mind at home, they've guessed. Let me just tell you the answer, because we'll be here all day.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, that's right.
We are the characters of Angela Lansbury.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
So she's been gaslit because she was in Gaslight, mm-hmm. the movie. She sold pies in Sweeney Todd.
Todd. Mm-hmm.
She's been in castles way back in the day for Beauty and the Beast. And she's sung in bars in the Harvey Girls.
She probably did a guest spot on Castle, too. They were throwing
And then, she saw a lot of people get killed on Murder, She Wrote.
Right.
She saw her daughter strip when she played in Gypsy. So
yeah.
How about that?
Oh, my gosh.
You're welcome, America.
I've been so starved for Angela Lansbury content that my brain couldn't have even hoped or wished for that. These two dum-dums haven't brought up Angela Lansbury not once
on
the show.
Not once. Well, you're going to get it when I come here.
Was that an original? Was that something
I made
wrote?
It up today.
Wow. I love it.
That's, oof.
Yeah, thank you, Wikipedia.
And thank you for doing more work on the show than we've ever done. That's pretty cool.
I got to be a audience member for the day. For the ABC Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, really?
My friend Michael worked on it.
That's
and he
so
was
cool.
like, did you want to go? And I was like, I will quit everything to
Ooh,
be
that
there.
Sounds fun.
It was so fun.
Hey, speaking of quitting everything and having fun, we have to take a break.
Oh, wait, let me finish my story about Angela Lansbury, because it won't make sense after the break.
I kind of want to make
no,
it go
please,
after the break.
Please,
okay, fine.
Okay.
You can finish your story.
So the day I went, Shania Twain, who was playing Mrs. Potts, sang with Alan Menken, which is amazing, the Beauty and the Beast song. And at the end of it, because Angela Lansbury recently passed away, a photo of her came up behind him.
Aww.
And I watched Alan Menken. No, yeah, they did it to fuck with them. No, and Alan Menken played, and this wasn't even for the cameras. So Alan Menken's playing piano and he looks up and he sees the photo. And then I saw him start to cry and then he held his heart.
He hated her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He was crying because he survived.
Yeah, he was like, yes, it's I outlived PTSD. Her. yeah, them having a tiff would be very funny.
Speaking
but
of
it was like the
tiff,
sweetest thing I've ever seen. Yes, you could go on your break.
I'm trying to do my segues, Aaron. I'm trying. Yes. Okay, well, now we're having a tiff.
So well,
perfect.
Perfect.
Perfect. Well, great. I hope you die before me.
We'll be right back after this brief tiff.
GP Seattle, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my Aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just got to wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC Natal on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from not Billy Madison.
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy. Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an Aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love Aura frames. And Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? It doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos. Here.
Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, it's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave.
Okay, Aaron, are we good?
Yes.
Wow, that is not a...
I said yes.
That is a yes that reads no to me. Or maybe I'm just pushing the yes until it becomes a no.
If anyone's wondering what would happen to me in JPC without Adel, it's this. So contentious.
And I'm assuming that we could edit out all these little slaps of us slapping each other.
No, keep them in.
Casey, keep them in. Okay, here's your next riddle. This riddle is from, Andy. This riddle's from Andy.
Andy. Oh, he gives the best riddles.
Oh, I love it.
Andy's riddles are some of the best. Although I don't like this one.
Oh, Andy.
Oh, okay.
I hope he's not listening.
Here's the thing. Yeah, this was from 2018, so Andy is probably the president of some other country at this point. Andy says... Maybe I just don't understand it. I had trouble with this one.
Well, then why are we doing it? That seems like a horrible waste of time.
Hundreds of riddles and emails. Why this one?
Look, Andy probably doesn't have a lot going on. Andy really wants the riddle to be read.
But Andy was president of another country by now.
Yeah, but not a good country.
Oh, okay.
Like France or something. You know? Andy Macron. But this is one that I've never heard before. So it's like, you know, we've done so many riddles that I have, even if I don't like it, you know.
Heard.
Hey, and you know what? I'm not the arbiter of good taste. I'm one of the stupidest fucking guys I know.
Thank you for your self-awareness.
So maybe everyone loves this riddle and I'm wrong.
We'll be the judge.
There are four in total. There will never be war in just one. There will never be peace in just three. What are they?
There will never be war in just one.
Yeah, there are four in total. Never be war in just one. Never be peace in just three.
Ooh.
And since we're in HeadGum Studio, and I can see producer Rochelle, hello.
Everyone's, racking their brains.
Like wrapping their brain around the riddle. And if you know it, Rochelle, just go out. You don't even wait. You just pop right in there. If ever you know one of these riddles, you don't have to.
It's hell.
Yeah, it's tough.
Was it like the 20th century?
Is it like a letter thing or a wording thing? Is it like kind of a word?
Always wordplay.
Words have something to do with it, I'll say.
Yeah, but you know, like sometimes it's like a letter.
No, it's not like a letter. It's not like a letter or a word.
Sometimes you think that the characters of Angela Lansbury are popcorn.
Murder, She Wrote person?
No. I was not. I watched it here and there. I did a sketch about Murder, She Wrote forever and ever and ever. But yeah.
I never watched it. I don't think. Did we do it for Review Crew?
Yeah, we did the pilot. I'm a Columbo person. I love Angela Lansbury.
I do know that. Well, we have to get back to your riddle.
First of all, it's Andy's riddle. Don't put this evil on me.
When I was a tour guide, I was telling about Universal. They when we would go by Jaws Lake, everybody sort of knows where Jaws Lake is. Mm-hmm. If you've ever been on the Universal tour, they used some of the background buildings as a very short portion of the opening credits when she's riding her bicycle.
Cool.
So it's sort of, was part of Cabot Cove for 2 seconds. But anyway, while we were stuck there, and you'd have to point that out, and of course, Jaws and all that. Someone one time took a poop in the very last car.
Oh, no.
Of the tram.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they didn't care for that part of the tour.
you as the tour guide was like, that's part of it.
Yeah, it's very weird.
It's from the part where E.T. poops. Nobody remembers it, it's part of it.
Yeah, some strange things would happen on that tour from time to time. One of them.
I do think I want to see a scene, Aaron. So,
inspired you?
Yeah, it did inspire me, the poop thing. No, Michael and I are going to be, you're going to be a Universal tour guide, mm-hmm. and you're going to be giving the Universal tour.
I like that.
It's like your first week on the job. Great. And we're old heads. We take this tour all the time, so we might just call out things that we see that are inaccurate.
We're going to correct her, which did happen.
Yeah, I'm assuming.
As we go down this hill, you'll see movie posters from our very long history of making movies. We've been a movie studio for...
Name three, Robin.
So you've seen my name tag. My name is Robin.
Lucky guess. We actually can't see that far.
You just look like a Robin.
You definitely have Robin energy. Robin with a
Pitch
Y.
Pitch Perfect. My favorite.
Boo, that wasn't a Universal film.
Oh, okay. Psycho?
Okay, you got that one right.
That's good. Jaws.
Well, okay. 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Not bad, but we are actually just looking at the movie posters. So.
Show of hands, who here loves Will and Grace?
I don't really care for it.
Okay, well, to
Ask
our
if
left
we love
is the
Karen.
Studio. Karen? From Will and Grace?
Yes.
Do you love
Karen Megan Mullally?
Yeah, Megan Mullally. I should have said Megan Mullally. She obviously doesn't watch Will and Grace.
Mm.
We were big Karen fans.
Oh, well, great. Her parking spot is right here.
Well,
next
that's
to the
weird
studio.
Because it was shot at CBS Radford, which is nowhere near Universal. She really had to walk a long way.
But you know what? It does make sense because she does look good. So it seems like maybe she does walk a lot.
Wow. Anyways, no, we're coming upon the Bates Motel.
Okay.
Scary.
Who was the star of the Bates Motel? Who was the guy? Who was Norman Bates?
In the show or the Psycho?
In the
both.
In the movie,
the
Robin.
The movie? What is that guy's name?
Anthony Perkins.
Anthony Perkins.
Robin.
Ugh. Sorry, this is my first week.
Yeah, well, it shows.
Boy, you paid a lot of money to come here.
And we will be asking for some of it back.
We certainly will.
Are you Pepper and Spice?
We certainly are.
We certainly are.
And here's our monkeys. Attack!
See? We were just playing Pepper and Spice.
I have done that tour a good amount of times. I did know way too much. That part where the flood, they can make it flood, is very, that's my favorite part of the tour. Do you know what
I'm
talking about?
Sure, I'm sure I know what
I've never taken the tour.
The flash flood?
Should we go? Should we go after this?
You get Jurassic Park. They have a lot of good things.
We have the rest of the afternoon free since Adel bailed on us.
JBC, I would love to take you to Universal Studios. What is funnier? What is funnier than
the Harry Potter land is amazing. It's really good.
Yeah, the butterbeer there.
I don't know why
good.
We're doing this for Universal. They should be paying for it.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, maybe they will. Maybe they'll hear this and say, one of the fat cats over there will be like, do we do retroactive ads? Let's give these people some money. They did a really good job.
Yeah, Super Talk Mario World is open
They're
over there
great.
Now.
I think more brands should listen to our show and pay us retroactively for ads that we do organically on the
Nike, show. McDonald's, Apple. What else, guys?
All of it. Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and
the Beast. Yeah. Cats. Angela Lansbury. You have some hints here. You have some hints for this riddle that we're still doing.
Oh, yeah.
This is Andy's riddle.
A one...
So here's like some question and answer hints. Mm-hmm. So question, there will never be war in just one or anyone, peace in three or any three. I know that these can be tricky. So it's anyone. They're not numbered. So there's no like number one, two, three, and four. It's like there will be never be war in just one, but it's not like number one. Does that make sense? Okay. And then your other question and answer is, are there meaningful differences between the four? And yes, but it's not really relevant to the riddle, like the four of the four.
Well, I'm with you. I don't think this is Andy's best riddle.
No.
The
Can
thing
you
is,
give us a hint, though?
It could be Andy's best riddle. We don't know. This is the only one that I have from Andy, so.
You give us a good hint.
Okay, let's see. Well, but I already said that I kind of don't get it, but.
What are you doing here, man?
Here's what I'll say. Instead of giving you a hint, let me give you the answer, and then you can try to help me explain if this makes sense.
Okay. Fair enough.
So we'll work backwards.
All right, we're a little topsy-turvy here.
So the answer is hemispheres.
Hemispheres?
But my question is...
That sucks. What?
Couldn't there be a war in just one hemisphere? Or is Andy saying that there's so much war in the world that there will never just be war in one hemisphere?
I think that's exactly what Andy is saying.
That's
thank
what he's
you,
saying.
Andy.
And thank you. Yeah. For reminding us, for reminding us of all the foreign wars, Andy.
Yeah, it's sort of, geez. We need peace.
So this pissed me off. this riddle pissed me off. I haven't
it
been
makes
this
you
mad
think.
At a riddle.
It's a thinker.
All. Yeah.
It does make you think, and I think Andy was cueing into the fact that we're not big thinkers on this show, and they were just really trying to provide us with something to think about.
Right.
Yeah.
I would like to see a scene, actually.
Okay, sure.
JBC, you are the leader of a country that is going to war, and you're calling your other country friends to try to join you in the war. You want them to hop on.
Okay. Okay, first up, number one with a bullet, got to call the United States of America. They got the big guns. Let's go.
Hello, United States of America.
Hey, buddy. I don't know if you read the papers, but we have a little bit of a war going on here.
Oh, I wish we could help, but we're not in the right hemisphere.
Okay. No. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, sorry about that.
And I actually don't, and what, you know what? What about just like $1 billion? I know.
What?
I'd slice off like $1 billion.
Slice off $1 billion?
Yeah, come on. I mean, you can, let's be honest, you can afford it.
I'm not quite sure what we're slicing it out. You give me a little more. A little more sugar.
Okay. Obviously, my country has a lot of natural resources.
What is the name of your country? You just started talking.
Well, so yeah, I apologize.
I don't have...
It's currently a civil war, so we don't really have the name exactly 100% today.
Oh, what you will be. Once.
But what we will be, and fingers crossed, it's going to be Bretzelvania, obviously.
Oh, I like that.
You know, President Brett, so it's like... Yeah, the cabinet is still kicking around names, but Bretzelvania is kind of like number one in charge if we can pull this off.
Well, we're having kind of a same problem over here. We might have what we call a national divorce.
Ooh.
And our states, I think, are going to be called Marjorie Taylor Greenland.
Okay.
When it's over.
Yeah. You know what? That's totally cool. I caught you at a bad time. I'll let you go.
Well, yeah, it's been a bad time for several years.
I got a lot of calls to make. Okay. That's okay.
Bye.
Yep. Jesus Christ. Nobody says bye anymore, but
I heard that.
Okay. Yes, sorry. Bye.
Say bye all the time.
How do you hang this up? I wish I had more people in the office. All right. France. France is up next. France is up next.
Yeah, bonjour.
Oh, no parle français.
Who
English?
Is this?
Yes.
Who is speaking?
This is Brett, potentially from Bretzelvania.
Mm.
got a little bit of a war going on here, and I wanted
what
to see.
What do you want?
Well, I want to see if maybe we could make a trade. I know that France, you guys do have army, correct? Or
no?
Or no? No. Okay. Yeah.
We have baguettes.
Sure. Yeah.
In very small hats.
I think you're lying to me.
And balloons.
Yeah. Okay. No, you're right. Nothing that you could then do for us?
No. No.
No. Okay.
You're too busy eating very long lunches.
Yeah, that's fine.
Kisses. Goodbye.
All right, crossing Spain off the list. That's going to be a no-no if long lunches. Okay. Okay. All right.
I'm still here.
Okay.
Bonjour.
No, that can't mean hello and goodbye. It's okay. All right. Well, you know what? Italy. Italy is a safe bet for me. The Italians always want to drum up some military stuff. We'll call Italy. Italy, go.
Pizza, pizza.
Okay, you know what? This is a Little Caesars. We got 4.1 billion from Little Caesars to fight our war.
So many good accents. So many amazing references.
Thank you for setting me up to make you do accents.
Yeah. Once a month, I have to see if I can do a French accent. And no luck yet.
You did a really great job.
It was really good.
I said bonjour like 6 times.
Okay, here we go. We have a riddle from Jesse. This riddle's coming from Jesse. Jesse says, a bomber plane is flying over the desert to drop its bombs for a test. The bomb doors open. They press the eject button for the bomb, but the bomb doesn't eject. Nothing on the plane is malfunctioning. What happened? Bomber plane flying over the desert, testing the bombs. They press the button. The bombs should come out. Nothing is malfunctioning, but they don't come out. What's going on here? What's going on with this freaking wacky old bomber plane?
Well, maybe there's no bombs in the plane.
Yeah.
That is a great guess, but I have it on good authority from the answer to this riddle that there are bombs in the plane.
Huh.
Test bombs. Just little test bombs.
The plane is flying upside down?
Yeah.
Michael, you are absolutely correct. The plane is flying upside down.
And we know that's possible because we all saw Top Gun Maverick.
We did.
I have seen it now. And now I know that it's possible.
You didn't see it in theaters?
I didn't see it in theaters. And
you
then
missed
I waited.
The propaganda to join the army before.
I know. I waited for so long. And then I did see it. Can I? Congratulations, Michael. That was very good.
Thank you.
I did just see in theaters the Dungeons & Dragons movie.
I loved it.
You saw it in theaters?
Yeah, I did.
We won't spoil it for you.
Oh, but
they did a thing when you get into the movie. Did they do this for you? Where before the movie starts, the cast is like sitting in chairs and they're like, thank you so much for coming to see the movie. Did that play in your theater?
No. But I got there kind of late.
Okay. It was the most like cringe, awkward thing. Like none of them wanted to be there. It was obvious that they didn't want to be there. There were 6 of them, but only like 3 of them spoke. And they were like, you're the real heroes for seeing a movie in the theater. We want to salute you from the Dungeons & Dragons. And I'm like, who is this for? Is there really like a person in the theater being like, Chris Pine, I'm your best friend.
Yeah.
We make the movies together, me and you, Chris Pine.
Right.
Well, that's probably because after COVID, no one's going to the movies. So
bad for coming to the movie. It didn't. They weren't excited.
Then you're probably looking around going like, maybe I shouldn't be here.
Because didn't Tom Cruise do a thing before Top Gun Maverick?
I think he did. I think he did.
But I'm assuming Tom Cruise, because he's a was a little more high energy and like genuine. Like they were, it felt like they had just done like 15 hours of press.
Isn't that what Nicole Kidman is there?
But she's always alone.
Yeah, that's true.
She just walks around the theater alone. She's so cool.
With her big sparkly pantsuit. Yeah. She made me feel so good. Yeah. And then Chris.
She's been getting applause every time I go to the theater.
People love
clapping.
It now. I mean, people have just, it. They've embraced
I
Nicole.
Wonder if that's an LA only thing because I Nicole would love, I, well, yeah, Nicole
well, it's
Kidman.
AMC theaters. That's the only one they do it for.
But I see AMC shows in Chicago.
And they don't have, Nicole doesn't come out.
She does, but nobody claps.
Oh, you got to
Well, you got to start it. You got to start the trend.
We saw Dungeons & Dragons with a group and we tried to do some claps and woos and nobody.
No, no one will do it.
And this is opening weekend and nobody was into
it. Can I tell you a little secret?
I'd love to hear a secret.
About the Dungeons and Dragons movie?
Then no, thank you.
It's not a secret about the movie, but I saw it on a Saturday afternoon. Whoa. I loved it so much, I went back again that Monday.
Oh, I love that.
I haven't done that since I was like a kid, like over the summer of like big blockbusters, seeing a movie twice in 1 week. But I had the best time, and I'm an AMC Stubbs member, not to brag about how rich I am.
Oh, well, you're bragging.
I saw the movie with my wife's D&D group. So I was just glomming on to see
it. Well, there's the headline. Your wife has a D&D group.
But they were playing. We saw it on a Sunday of the weekend it came out. And they were playing D&D on that Sunday. So they were going to see it like before they played D&D. I think, it was fun. And they messaged like the group to see if anyone wanted to see it. And one person from the group was seeing it on Saturday. And they were like, I doubt that I'm going to want to see it twice in a row, so I won't go. And we got to like playing D&D, and she was like, how was it? She was like, yeah, I probably would have seen it again. I would have gone
Who was
again.
It?
I don't know if it's anyone that you know from the group, but it is a group of people that you do know.
Okay.
I have a hot take about the movies right now.
Please.
Yeah. And this might be controversial, but it seems like that Hollywood pushed Cocaine Bear down everyone's throats, and I don't know anyone who really is talking about it. I think people are like, it was fine, but it's not like everyone's going, whoa, you gotta go see that movie.
I don't know how I saw so many commercials for it, because I don't see anything that would give me commercials, but I saw
it was
so
like on the Academy Awards, and they keep like it's part of the butt of all these jokes, but I thought, but is anyone actually going to see it? Really?
I wonder, because I think that it was sort of trying to manufacture like a hate watch or so bad it's good and people
Something,
go for fun
yeah.
and like,
but it didn't
to
work.
Make fun of it.
I
think they actually had like a good product. It was like Elizabeth Banks directed it. Like, it was like good people involved in it. And it felt like a manufactured, like, won't this be a funny hate watch? Like, it's so silly. And I think that they should have just been like more earnest about it.
Just let it go. I don't know anyone. Well, I don't know. I just haven't heard that much. Like,
I don't know anyone who saw it.
Look, that's why we come to Hollywood to record these podcasts, for the insightful, us asking
for the hot takes, a Hollywood hot take.
Yeah.
Our Hollywood hot take segment, where we go, why did this thing happen in the industry? We're all like,
we don't know why it happened.
We don't understand it. It's complicated.
Oh.
I love that movie.
Speaking
what
of complicated.
Fun.
I think you should have on every podcast at least 2 minutes of Hollywood hot takes.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what my Hollywood hot takes are.
Aaron, you don't have Hollywood hot takes?
Less superhero movies.
That's a good
one. That's everyone's hot take. No, mm-hmm. I like...
Here's my Hollywood hot take.
Okay.
Fix LAX. Fix the rental car experience. Fix the airport experience. That's my Hollywood hot take.
Amen.
Absolutely terrible experience here. here we go. We have actually a couple of riddles here. And these are riddles from Jenna. Jenna. Jenna's been a fan of the show for a long time and is still a fan of the show.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah. Jenna, here we go. So, this is riddles from back in the summer camp days. Okay.
Oh, good. I like a good summer camp riddle.
And it says the first one will probably make Aaron very mad.
Oh.
Isn't that fun for you, Aaron?
Way ahead of you. Already here.
Aaron, here we go. Here's Jenna's first riddle from summer camp. What's big, red, and eats rocks? Big, red, and eats rocks. Aaron, I think this one will make you pretty mad.
Yeah, I'm already mad.
But will it make Michael Hitchcock mad?
Let's see.
That's the real question.
It's not Clifford.
Big, red, and eats rocks.
Could Jenna have known in 2018 that she was going to make a person she couldn't even dream of being on the podcast this mad with this riddle? We don't know.
And we'll see.
Big, red, and eats rocks. I will tell you.
Mm.
It's right there. You have all the information that you need right there, and you will not like this answer.
What's something that's big and red?
Can I tell you the answer?
Well, there's big red chewing gum.
Yeah.
That's right.
There's
Big League Chew.
A large communist.
Yeah. and they famously love to eat rocks.
Lucille Ball's hair in the later years.
With the industrialization that the Soviet Union did, I do think that that would be like big red and eating rocks. So I guess I would accept that as an answer. But that is not the answer.
It's a summer camp thing.
It is a summer camp theme.
So it's sort of juvenile-ish.
Aaron, we so rarely do this in person that I do want to be making eye contact with you when I tell you the answer to this.
Okay, well, you're in punching distance. Are you sure?
Casey can edit all the slapping. All the slapping will go. Big Red and Eats Rocks. I can't wait to tell you.
Oh, tell us.
What is it?
A big red rock eater.
No. No. No.
Rochelle loves it.
Yeah.
We got a big laugh.
I have to go.
No, you have to stay.
Yeah,
no.
That's not even a dad joke.
You come here.
ow. My
that's
knee.
Worse than a dad joke.
No, it's not even, I don't even think it would make the Bazooka Joe rappers.
You're dying. I love it.
Okay.
Yeah, the podcast is really challenging.
That was it.
That's
for me.
Fun.
No, okay.
That was the straw that broke the camel's back.
I think Jenna has another one.
Oh, we need to hear it.
I do not trust Jenna anymore.
But she did warn. She did warn. Oh. There was a warning attached.
She was right. She made you mad.
Wow, that made me really mad.
Okay. You can only go on the camping trip if you get the right things in your case. Let's see. So, in my case, how do I want to do this? I could take jam and a Coca-Cola. What would you take, Aaron? Michael, what would you take? You can only go if you take the right thing in your case.
I would take juice.
Okay.
And a car.
Aaron, you cannot go on the camping trip.
No.
I would take Nala. How do
okay,
I?
Okay,
sleeping.
How do I phrase this? I think it would be a sweater and a pontoon boat.
A sweater and a pontoon boat. Michael, you cannot go on the camping trip. This might help you. I could take pickles, but I could not take onions on the camping trip. I could take pickles, but I could not take onions on the camping trip.
Can you give me your first answers again?
I could take jam, like jelly. I could also take jelly in a Coca-Cola. I could take my car, but I could not take a boat.
I said car.
I could take a car for sure. You can't.
I can't.
You cannot take a car. I could take a car, but I couldn't take a boat. You could take an e-bike. Ow, 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 ow. You could take an e-bike. You can't take a boat.
What is this? I know
there's a similar one to this, but I don't remember what the
trip could
is.
Take a Mitsubishi, but you couldn't take a Kia. Aaron, you could take a Kia, but you can't unfortunately have a Mitsubishi. And I do make the rules. Actually, you know, Jenna makes the rules, but
does that have to do with like the letters that are in your name or the vowels in your name? Or
I would say the letters in your name are a big part of it. Yeah.
Hmm.
And that is the answer. Do you want to take a guess as to what you could take on a camping trip?
Do they have to be in my name?
Why don't you just take a stab at what?
Okay.
Remember, I can take jelly, I can take a Coca-Cola, and I can take pickles. I could take jelly, pickles, Coca-Cola.
Okay. It has to be something that your name starts with.
I would just guess what you could take.
What begins with E? That's a noun. I can't think anymore.
You could take everything.
And I'll take everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that covers it because it's everything. And I'll take my car keys.
Okay. You could take an edible and some ketamine.
I could take an edible and I have. And that's why I'm in the mood I'm in.
Aaron, those things you can definitely take on your camping trip. Michael, do you know what you can take on your camping trip?
I can take marshmallows.
Okay, yes.
And I can take lettuce.
Marshmallows and lettuce. What's your middle name?
Gordon.
I don't think you could take lettuce then, right? Am I insane?
Can I take greens?
You can take greens, but you can't take lettuce. Yes, okay. Correct. Yeah, it's that's I think we may have done something like this on the show before, but that is you can only take things that start with
that's
a letter.
A common game you play in like
start with the letter
school.
Of
your name.
Of your name.
So I did I'm John Patrick Cohen, so I did JP and C. Aaron, you did E.
Okay, oh interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. That's fun.
I think that's a
Jesse,
fun camp one.
Good
I think
for
that's
you.
I think that's a fun Jenna.
Jenna, I'm sorry.
But I think Jesse did give a riddle. And Jesse gave the last riddle. So good for you, Jesse.
Yeah.
And Jenna.
And Jenna.
They're great.
The Jays are absolutely killing it today.
They really are.
And
I can't wait till Jenna turns 9.
Yeah.
I want to see a scene.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be a camp counselor.
Great.
And you two are you're going to be staying in the bunk that I am like counseling for, and you're going to be like unpacking your suitcases. You brought some unconventional things to camp.
Great.
Okay, everybody, just find a bunk. You know, you claim your bunk, and if you want to do top or bottom, you can do that. Okay.
All right, come on out, Kyle. This is my baby brother, Kyle.
I finally made it to camp. Yay.
Oh, no. No, no. Oh.
I brought my pontoon and my ketamine.
Okay. Hey, why don't I keep the ketamine? Oh, my God, there's a lot of ketamine.
You're mean.
No, I'm not. I'm Gordon. I'm nice. I'm the camp counselor.
This is Counselor Gordon, Kyle. He's Okay.
Hi, Gordon.
He's pretty easy to push around.
So, no, first of all, I'm not. Were you talking to my ex?
Yeah.
First of all, I'm not easy to push around.
Gordon, this is Robin. Really, she works case at Universal Studios sometimes.
Oh, I've been on your tour.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've been on your tour?
Yeah.
And I'm easy to push around?
This is my baby brother.
Yeah.
Look, you can't bring other people in your suitcase to camp. You had enough air and everything? Are you okay? Kyle, are you okay?
Not really. I've one of my lungs collapsed. But I'm here at camp now.
You're all blue on the left side of your body.
I'm really hoping that the sunshine will clear that out.
Oh, I don't think it will. I think we have to reinflate.
Here's the deal, Gordon.
Okay.
Kyle wasn't old enough to come to this camp.
Yeah.
And two camp salary, like fees for camp. What am I trying to say? Yeah. Cost of camp.
You're trying to say you pay my salary.
Yeah, we pay your salary.
Yeah, I do this to police officers.
And camp's too expensive to send two kids to, so he's here now.
That's right.
He's going to be here.
And we want to do all the activities.
Look, I sympathize with you. When I was a kid, my parents did not have enough money to send me and my brother to camp. And so we were twins, and we would have to pretend to be one camper for the entire time we were at camp. And it was really hard
on us.
That's
pretty fun.
Yeah, I'm actually looking back on it. It was actually really fun.
Are you just going to tell stories the whole time, or are you actually going to do something?
I wouldn't mind
telling
Kyle
wants to shoot an arrow.
Gordon, you're a red rock eater. Boo.
Okay. Look, hey. I know that you might not like me, but what about my twin brother, Jerry? Huh?
Where is he?
It's me. I'm Jerry.
Oh, you're Bo.
Oh.
No, the Gordon's
Where's
not
Gordon?
Here. He's not here. It's my...
You killed him?
No. Have you seen The Prestige?
Yeah, you just kind of weirdly just turned into him?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, like...
Well, that's cool.
We live like separate lives or whatever. He's married. I'm not.
Which one's The Prestige and which one is The Illusionist? And are you in love with your brother's wife?
Okay. So... No, but I am in love with Jessica Biel, which is confusing because she's in The Illusionist. But that does not have to do with my
situation.
They
came out at the same time.
Oh, he's like weird? That guy in Blackbird who like ate his twin brother when they were in the womb.
I know. And if we knew anything about Hollywood, then
we could really sink our teeth into
why that happened.
I know the difference. I love The Illusionist.
I saw both of them in high school with my magician friend, and he told me which one was better.
Which one are you now, Jerry?
You know what? We did a great job, and those were some really good riddles.
They really were.
Not the rock one.
Okay, not the rock one, for sure. You know, I think we have something special here. I don't think
we do. Someone's missing, and you know what? It doesn't feel weird.
I don't think it feels that weird.
It feels great, actually.
I burst into tears. miss him.
We all miss him. Michael,
I miss him, too.
We miss him. He's such a great guy. And I know that's different from what we said at the top of the show, but if you made it this far...
And what we've ever said.
Michael, do you have anything coming up that you would like our listeners...
To promote?
To be aware of, sure.
Well, I'm filming something right now called Grand Death Auto, starring John Cena and Awkwafina.
Whoa.
And it'll be... I don't know when it's coming out, but it's coming out.
Okay, that's
by
cool.
Paul Feig, and that'll be fun. And then later this year, a movie called Reunion is coming out.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's it.
Look for those.
Awesome.
Look for those. Yeah. What about you, Aaron? Anything you want to plug coming up?
Check out Sitcom D&D. It's another HeadGum podcast.
Yeah.
Love it. Would love to have you on that show one day if you had the time.
I've actually already been on.
Not you.
Great.
Not you.
Oh, ouch.
Slap. Ow. GPC, anything to plug?
You know what? I did not look up a review to read. So I will say, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. We do a bonus episode every week. And they're not funny like this, but they're funny in like a different way.
Yeah, they're funny like, ha, 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 interesting.
Yeah,
funny.
It's like ironic funny.
Yeah.
And if you sign up, it's like $5 a month and it's like ironically
it's like a
funny. It's like a big fucking joke is basically what it is. Aaron, speaking of big fucking jokes,
yes.
I could bring on my trip through the universe.
A big red rock. Jupiter. Good night. I assume everyone's about to go to sleep.
Starring Aaron G. Hey,
Hey there, Clunkers and Lemons. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. We have Marcus Haugen and Claire Favorite from the Winkle in Time podcast on to take you to a car dealership. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew, and you get those ad-free episodes for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.